A little bit about the experience here, the Senior PGA Championship this week for you. It probably was great to get back and be playing in a major again.
I was thrilled to be here. It's great. I love Harbor Shores. It's a great golf course. You know, it's one of Nicklaus' toughest, I think. Especially, you know, I'm pushing 60, and the course is getting pretty long out there. It's kind of funny, you know, because they had the tee up on 7, and it was downwind today. I think it's one of the toughest holes I've ever seen, and I made I had good runs at birdies at it, so I was pretty fortunate, you know. But coming home, I had a chance to birdie 8-9 and didn't quite pull it off. So we'll see where it takes me.
Chip, they made an announcement this week. They sponsor KitchenAid. Whirlpool has extended up through 24. The tournament's going to be back here guaranteed now at least 4 more times. How do you think that sits with the players? It seemed like Colin Montgomery was pretty excited about it, but then again, he's really had some great success here.
You know what? This is a really great golf course, a really good test of golf. There's no question about it. It's a championship golf course, and I'm really thrilled that, you know, Jeff Fittig and, you know, KitchenAid has been able to come through and sponsor the tournament. We're really fortunate to have them. This is a great area. They've really brought it up, and it's a tribute to what golf can do, and so I think most people are pretty happy to be a part of it, you know. So it's going to be, who knows what's going to happen in the next 5 to 10 years. It's going to be beautiful here, though. It's growing already so much. But I love the golf course, and I hope to be back myself.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say there's some gaps between the appearances here. What would you think about this event making its way over to one of our Chicago clubs one of these years?
Well, we need to do that. It would be great to get back to Chicago. We lost our tournament there, and I don't think there's a tournament there this summer. You know, I was looking for a tournament to take my boys to this year, but there's nothing there. So it's kind of sad, isn't it? But it would be a great event for Chicago. And, you know, KitchenAid has a huge showroom there in the downtown area. And they had the women's event there this week. So Chicago would be a great place for this tournament.
Tell us about the Champions Tour right now. How much you're playing out there? Any chance you're going to be involved at the at Steve Stricker's new tournament up there in Madison?
Well, you know, I'd like to be, but I have to qualify for everything now, so I'm not really interested in being on the road by myself. So I've actually, I'm looking to broaden my horizons and do other things, and I've been working down at Gray Oaks, and I've enjoyed that, teaching, playing with prospective members. You know, competitive golf is tough, you know, and the older you get, it gets harder too. So I'm happy with what I've done and where I've been, and I look forward to, you know, getting involved in another area of the game. I think it can be just as rewarding and just as much fun, really, for where I am right now, especially the next 10 years. Because competitive golf, you know, if you're not able to hit the ball long enough, you're not playing with a full deck, you know. It's hard to compete. I like competing to win. So just playing sporadically is not my cup of tea. I'd rather either be in or out. And if I'm out, I'd rather move on and do something else, you know. There's a big world out there and there's a lot to do, so I look forward to getting involved in it. So we'll see what happens, right?
Yeah, back when you were on Ryder Cup teams and competing in majors, you looked at probably a lot of guys and said, man, they're big hitters, but what they were probably doing then and what some of these guys are doing, does it amaze you how far these guys on that other tour are hitting the ball? I mean, there's still a lot of guys out here hitting the ball, but the guys on that tour really hitting the
ball. Yeah, I mean, Grant Way hit it so far this week. He was playing in front of us, and, I mean, all these par fives are reachable for him, and I don't know how in the world people can hit it 100 yards by you, 150 yards. That's a long way, isn't it? But the people do hit it a long way today. And so, you know, I think the USGA, they really made a mistake when they let that spring in the face come into play. They should have never let spring in the face or that coefficient of restitution come into the game. It was a much better game when Alistair McKenzie said he just enjoyed as much hitting it 20 yards by his competitor with a feather as he did a gutta percha, you know. So it's the same game, but to now it's changed so much. It's a big guy's game. You know, the days of the Corey Pavin to win majors is really getting difficult, even on our tour. They just hit it too far. I think it's a shame. You need to have the small guy in the game, and you got to have the shorter hitter in the game. It makes the game much more interesting, in my opinion. The long hitters always have an advantage, but you can't give them so much. Give them way too much. I mean, Nicklaus, on the average, hit it maybe 2 clubs by most of the guys, mm-hmm. 1 or 2 clubs. Now it's 4 clubs.
Yeah.
That's too much, you know? So anyways, that's what it is, and I think they should start looking at how to make it a little more competitive and a little less time to play and you know, make it more competitive for more people, right?
Yeah.
Be a better game. Mm-hmm. So we'll see where that goes.
Yep. Jim, let's talk a little bit about Chicago market. You were talking about tournaments in Chicago, and we've got the big LPGA international event coming back to the Merit Club, their first big event since they hosted the Women's Open 16 years ago. It seems like it's kind of the tip-off, because the next couple of years, KPMG's coming in with the ladies. 18, the USGA's got that brand-new U.S. Senior Women's Open with the ladies. And don't get me wrong, these gals can play now, too. But Chicago's kind of becoming a market for the gals the next few years, isn't it?
And they've played their cards right, and they've done a really good job at marketing their tournaments, you know, in Chicago. And I commend them, because, I mean, when the Board of Trade came in and sponsored their tournament, the CME, I mean, we were looking for a tournament, but they beat us to the punch. And I commend them, and you know what? They've got a great tour. And I think this International Crown is going to be something that is going to be great for the game. And, you know, because it's going to bring more girls in. And I think that, you know, these countries that only have maybe one or two players, they're not going to be able to compete. So you need four players. I think it's going to grow the game for them, and it's going to, I think, get women interested in really getting involved in the game. So it was nice the Chicago family started it, and a Chicago club like the Merit Club is carrying it through. It's a great event, and Jerry Rich did a good job coming up with that idea. I thought that was really great to highlight the strengths of their tour. And not the weaknesses. The strengths of their tour, in my opinion, are the diversity, the different women from all over the world, different languages, different cultures. That's the beauty of golf. And that's what the International Crown is focused on, and that's why their game is going to grow. And that's what's really good for Chicago, too.
Yep, and we're seeing those other events at places like Olympia Fields, Kemper Lakes, and the great old classic Chicago Golf Club. Those gals are going to get to play some great clubs, aren't they?
The best in the world. And the thing that makes it so fun, they'll be in great condition too. They'll have a really good time rolling the ball in the hole. Be fun.